Anne Sweeney, community campaigner. Good morning to you, Anne. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Greg.
It's great to have you with us. Right, so you have a meeting. It's rescheduled now. Tell us what it's about.
Well, the situation that we have found ourselves in Dunfanaghy is that because of the success of the Wild Atlantic Way and the COVID situation, that we have been inundated with motorhomes. So what has happened is the whole local community has been put out because they're parking everywhere. And while it's great that they want to come to Dunfanaghy, and really we're a victim of our own success in that Dunfanaghy is a very much visited town, the infrastructure isn't there to accommodate them. On top of that, the council has taken a decision to close the public toilets at 5 o'clock every evening. And that has creating its own problems with young people. They were always open till 10 o'clock at night. And there was a local contractor had the contract to keep them open. He had the contract for 12 years. And to save money, the council have decided to restrict the service and to take the contract off them.
Now, as we would both know, there is an ongoing consultation the County Council is engaged in as it relates to, you know, our facilities with the caravans and motorhomes and what have you. I'm presuming that this is a far more urgent situation. In other words, you can't be waiting for the however long it might take for, you know, public consultation, decisions to be made and so on and so forth. You're probably heading into an incredibly already busy June. Who's to say how busy it might be in July and August and beyond?
Well, the situation that there's four immediate solutions to the motorhome issue. One, we have a local builder who has planning permission for it. The development fees are so exorbitant that it's not worth his while doing it.
But is this to construct a park effectively, is it?
He actually has permission this last 7 years, but the development charges are so astronomical that it's not worth his while doing it. Now, he would be willing possibly to consider selling it to the council or to the a local development group if there was people interested in solving this issue. But there are several community issues that need addressed in terms of what is the decision-making process that the council use to consult the local community. And really, that's what it's about. What kind of a village do we want? And how do we actually make that happen? Now, we are fully aware that the council has no resources, that it's restricted of services and outsourcing of services is the policy. But we really need to ask ourselves, is this the thing that serves our community best?
Is there how widely is your view supported? But there's bound to be businesses that benefit greatly from this influx of visitors, no?
Well, the thing is that we have a serious problem with car parking, and I have had for 10 years, a bit longer. But a motorhome takes up the equivalent of three car parking spaces between turning and one thing and another. Never mind the fact that they have to empty their sewage somewhere. And if you have toilets locked up at 5 o'clock in the evening, you have a whole series of problems that comes on it. But the really is that we have a new kind of cultural supremacy that's emerging upon us, where we have 60% unemployment in our village. The reason we have 60% unemployment is that people that are out on community employment schemes are not considered to be unemployed. So what I would like to see is us coming up with a community strategy to create some really good, well-paid jobs on the back of the fact that we are such a popular tourist area.
Right. So the public meeting takes place then. Is it the 22nd of June?
It's on Tuesday night at 7 o'clock in the Market Square. And perhaps you might warn the people they might have to bring their own potty because there is no toilets.
Have you ever had an explanation as to why the public amenities closed? That's not surely that's what we're playing our LPT for, so that we have things like public toilets open in the evening?
Well, actually, yes. I spoke to the overseer for the public toilets and he said, actually, we volunteered to have them painted. The community, but we're still waiting on an answer nearly 3 weeks later. They could have been done the bank holiday weekend. He said that it is the council policy to allow the community, to allow the commercial businesses to provide this service, and the council didn't want to be having to look after them. Now, in fairness to the overseer, they have very restricted budgets to work with. And while the position of funding local government as limited as it is, then our services is going to be limited. So there's a bigger issue to look at.
Yeah. Okay, right. So 22nd of June, 7 p.m. in the Market Square there. Okay, it'll be interesting to see what comes from that. I mean, how do you progress this issue? You know, a number of people can gather. They can be of, you know, of a like mind. But what happens next? Is it a case that, I mean, are you engaging with local elected representatives on this issue, for example?
Well, I have spoken to two local elected representatives and they're not getting it at all. They don't get the notion that in a small rural village where you have effectively 4 months business, that to load people with development charges from anything 60 to 150,000 means that the people that would be promoting the businesses would actually wouldn't do it. So there needs to be some mechanism like they have in France, where small seasonal businesses are supported to actually be in business. There is no preset agenda for Tuesday's meeting other than to discuss if people want to engage in a process of designing the village.
And you talked about you know, the development fees and the cost of running and the margins in terms of providing these types of parks, you know. And you just wonder, too, if I had one of these parks and people are driving past me and not availing of all the services I've put in place to park for free in Dunfanaghy whilst also inconvenience locals, that doesn't make a great deal of sense to me, and that doesn't support the ratepayers necessarily either of the county. So you could be fixing two or three problems by addressing one.
Well, the dilemma is that you could the developer I spoke to said, my dilemma is that I could go ahead with the development and end up being in competition with the council providing free motorhome parking bays like they do in Fulcara and Maharorte. You know, there needs to be a very firm combined strategy between the local developer and the council.
And, you know, as I say, hopefully a lot of that will be addressed as part of this consultation that's ongoing, but I think this is slightly more time sensitive and there's wider issues that will be addressed in the Dunfanaghy area. But for now, Anne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Greg.
All right, that is Anne Sweeney, community campaigner, talking of that public meeting in Dunfanaghy at the Market Square, the 22nd of June. That's next Tuesday. I can't believe it's next Tuesday, the 22nd of June. That's at 7 p.m. It'll be interesting to find out what comes from that.